Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Yoma Daf Gimel Amud Bet, continuing with our analysis of the Braita, in which we had the passage from the Pasuk about Miluim, La'asot L'chaper, that hinted to us about the separation, the sequestration of 7 days in advance, both for Yom HaKippurim and for Parah Aduma. Ki atar Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said the following, Rabbi Yochanan Mat Nechada, Rabbi Shuman Levi, or perhaps Rabbi Shuman Lakish, but it's probably Rabbi Shuman Levi, Mat Ne Tarti. So Rabbi Yochanan actually learned only one thing from the Pasuk, Rabbi Shuman Levi both. Rabbi Yochanan Mat Nechada, La'asot L'chaper Elu Ma'aseh Yom HaKippurim. He said that the Pasuk is only alluding to extending the notion of Prisha from Miluim to Yom HaKippurim. And Rabbi Shuban Levi Matni Tarti La'asot Elu Ma'aseh Para L'chaper Elu Ma'aseh Yom HaKippurim, as we saw above. Rabbi Yochanan Matni Chada V'hanan Nan Shivat Yomim Kodem Yom HaKippurim Shivat Yomim Kodem Tzrifata Para. As we saw earlier, the Mishnah in Masachet Para replicates our Mishnah and says that the Kohen is sequestered for 7 days before the Para. So the answer is Ma'ala Ba'alma. And we'll see what the consideration of Ma'ala Ba'alma is. We have to remember that in order to counter the tzdukim, the kohanim would deliberately be metame a kohen, the kohen who was going to be doing srifat hapara, have him go to the mikveh, and as a tful yom do it. So in order to counter that kula, in order that people should not be dismissive towards parah aduma, they added in all sorts of ma'alot, including evidently this one of sequestering for 7 days in advance. So you quote in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Here Rabbi Yochanan is reported exactly as saying the Braita the way that we heard it, and having both Parah and Yom HaKippurim coming from it. Tosa points out that here we possibly could have answered that there are two versions of what Rabbi Yochanan said, as happens often in Shas. But the answer that we give is because we have available another source, Ahud Rabbe. Now the Rabbe here is a little bit confusing, as I'll point out. The Chiata Ravin Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Asot Elu Ma'aseh Farah L'Chaper Elu Ma'aseh Yom HaKippurim. That we see that Rabbi Yishmael, and the reason it's a little bit confusing is Rabbi Yishmael certainly was not directly the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan. They never met, but rather it means that he was quoting an earlier source. So Rabbi Yochanan certainly did quote a source that had both things inferred from the Pasuk, but that was not his own position. So his own position was that only one thing was inferred from the Pasuk, the special sequestration of the Kohen before Ma'aseh Parah was a Ma'ala Ba'alma, and not inferred from the Pasuk, but he had owned up that Rabbi Yishmael indeed read it differently. Tosa then asked the question, well then how could he disagree with Rabbi Yishmael? And the answer is actually right there, the fact that he's quoting Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael, indicates that he felt Rabbanan disagreed with Rabbi Yishmael, and he was following Rabbanan's lead that there's only one thing inferred from there, Yom HaKippurim. Amar le Rash Lakish, the Rabbi Yochanan. So now we have Rabbi Yochanan's position, and this may be more of Rabbi Rav Dimi's report. Meheichal kayal fatla mimiluim. You're inferring the sequestration of the Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim from miluim. If that's the case, imam miluim kol hakatuv behen ma'akev behen. We know that all of the rules that were given in the laws of the Miluim in Vayikra Perek Chet were ma'akev, meaning that if any one of them was not done, the entire process would be invalid. So if that's the case, and you're going to infer it and apply it to Yom HaKippurim, afachanami kol katu ben ma'akev bahen, then everything should be ma'akev. V'chitei ma'achinami, if that's the case, v'atnanu matkinin lo kohen acher. What do we say in our Mishnah? That we prepare an understudy for the Kohen Gadol in case the Kohen Gadol becomes impure. V'log tani mafrishin, but we don't sequester that Kohen Gadol understudy, which means that if the Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh, or Pasul in some way, the understudy will step in without having been sequestered for 7 days, which means that we are validating the Avodat Yom HaKippurim without this particular component. And perhaps Rabbi Yochanan, you'll explain that the word matkinin in our Mishnah means the entire process, including sequestering him and preparing him and teaching him. So if that's the case, then both the Kohen Gadol and understudy should have the same verb applied to them, either mafrishin or matkinin. Why say them differently? Evidently, the Kohen Gadol is sequestered, and the understudy is just prepared, but not taken away from his home. So Rabbi Yochanan's answer is, so where do you get it from? Meaning everybody understands that there's an obligation to separate the Kohen Gadol a week before Yom Kippurim. So the question is just, where's the source? So where's your source, Rosh Lakish? Amar Misinai. Rosh Lakish says, I got it from the story of Matan Torah. That Hashem's presence rested on the mountain, and the cloud covered, now Vaychaseh was a little bit unclear, covered him or covered it for 6 days, and he summoned Moshe on the seventh day. Since he called Moshe on the seventh day, what are the 6 days there? This is establishing a model. Anybody who's going to enter the presence of the Shekhinah, which would mean then the Mikdash, has to be sequestered for 6 days. Now, that's 6 days, not seven. Vanan Shivatanan, we have seven. Matnitin Rabbi Yehuda Mateira, our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda Mateira. The Chayish, the Tumat Beito. He says there's a concern that perhaps the Kohen would have relations with his wife on that last night. And then if it turns out she's a Nida, as a Boel Nida, he's tamei for 7 days. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish. Turns to him and says, "Bishlo didi diafin miluim. I'm in good shape because I inferred it from miluim. Tanya zem zem mazin alav kol shiva mikol chatot shayusham. Both in the case of the para and in the case of the kohen gadol, we take all of the possible chataot parot adumot that are available, and we do." And we do some haza'ah every one of the days on the Kohen Gadol. Aminami haza'ah b'miluim. Because after all, there was haza'ah in miluim also. But you don't have a model of haza'ah coming from at Har Sinai, at Mamad Har Sinai, that would then be applied to Yom Kippur, to the 7 days in advance of Yom Kippurim. Where'd you get that from? So he said to Rabbi Yochanan, well, you're not in such great shape either, because miluim dam hachamayim. What was the haza'ah during the 7 days of miluim? It was dam, not mayim. And here it's mayim. Halokah shetan Rabbi Chiya, as we'll see a little bit later. Nichlesu mayim tachad dam. Mayim takes the place of dam. Right, but at least it's a haza'ah. Aladidach haza'ah b'sina mehavai. So again, Rabbi Yochanan turns to Rosh Lakish, says, what's your source for haza'ah? You don't have it at Har Sinai. Amarlei ma'ala ba'alma. So then he'll turn around and say that the haza'ah that we do for the Kohen Gadol during the 7 days is a ma'ala ba'alma, again, a special effect, but not something that we get from the source. Tanakhred Rabbi Yochanan, Tanakhred Rabbi Shalakish, we have a bright to supporting each position. Tanakhred Rabbi Yochanan, Bezod Yavar, Ron Allah Kodesh, the beginning of the Avodat Yom Kippurim, the Mashamur Ba'inyan. That means he comes with this. He comes in with what? Be'mahi Be'inyan HaMiluim. Meaning, what it said about miluim, that's what Aharon will come in every year with on Yom Kippurim. Mamu minyan miluim, what does it say there? Aharon pirei shiva v'shimei shom echad. Aharon separated for 7 days from his family, from his wife, and then came in and did 1 day, Yom HaShmini. Moshe masar lo kol shiva kedi lachanchob avodah. Moshe was handing over the avodah for all 7 days in order to train him. That's during the miluim. The afdorot, what will happen in the future? Kohen gadol pirei shiva v'shimei shom echad. Kohen Gadol separates for 7 days from his family, does the worship for 1 day. So the two scholars who are coaching the Kohen Gadol during that week are in the place of Moshe. We do not allow Tzdukim to be involved. That's why we emphasize Tamidav Shemoshe. And they teach him all week, just like Moshe did during the Miluim. So it's exactly modeled after the Miluim, perfect for Rabbi Yochanan. Mikan amru, shivat yamin korim Yom Kippurim, mafrishin kohen gadol, metol lishkat parhedrin, uchshem mafrishin, that's our Mishnah. But now we have more. Uchshem mafrishin kohen gadol, kach mafrishin kohen asoif et haparan, lishkat shal pnei habirat, safon ha-mizracha. Chadzeh mazin alav kol shiva mikol chatot shayushan. And then we extend and say, just like for Yom Kippurim, we do the same thing for the para, and we already mentioned where that office is. And if you were to ask, well, it's not the same because here the haza'ah is ma'im. Marta nichlatsu ma'im tachad dam. That's why it's associated with Rav Chiya. This is a brayta that Rav Chiya was authorized. V'omer, and then he adds this pasuk, Asher asah b'yom hazeh tzivah Adonai la'asot l'chaper aleichem, which is the miluim. La'asot elu ma'aseh para, l'chaper elu ma'aseh yom kippurim, as we had earlier on, where both are alluded to in the pasuk. V'hai b'zot mibayit, now that's the braita. V'hai b'zot mibayit le'legufei, remember that the braita began with saying, b'zot yavo aron la'kodesh, and b'zot, we said, was a reference to the miluim. In other words, Aaron's going to come in with the same thing that he had before, which is the miluim. But bezot is needed for itself. Befar ben bakar l'chatat v'ayol erlah, to describe the animals that Aaron has to bring. Amri, the answer was, ila korban l'chudei, if it was just for that korban, le makrab bazeh o ba'ela. Either say bazeh, referring to the korban, or ba'ela, referring to the animals. My bezot, why does it say the unusual word bezot? Shamat mina tarte, so it could tell you both about the animals, but also an allusion to the miluim. My v'yomer, so why did they add the other pasuk directly from the miluim? In other words, we have the pasuk in Yom Kippur, which connected us back to miluim. Why do we have the pasuk from miluim itself? V'chitema, because you might have said, Yom Kippurim kama hu debay prisha. Maybe only the very first Yom Kippur in history needed prisha, like miluim. K'dashkachan miluim, of Yom Kippurim da'almalo, not every year. Inami, or perhaps Kohen Gadol kama hu debay prisha. Maybe the first Kohen Gadol needs prisha. Well, Kohen Gadol ba'alma lo, but not every Kohen Gadol. Toshma kasher asah, therefore kasher asah, ba'yom hazeh tzivah adonai la'asot l'chaper aleichem, means every year, every time you do this, you have to go through the same process. That's the braita that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya kamatei de Reish Lakish, now we have the braita supporting Reish Lakish. Moshe alam mi'anan kasah, mi'anan kashesh, mi'anan kadeh l'kabel Torah li'Yisrael b'kedushah. Moshe went up into the cloud, was covered with the cloud, became sanctified in the cloud in order to accept the Torah for Yisrael in sanctity. This is the first of four opinions in the Braita. And that is that this story of the cloud being covering the mountain happened after Aseret HaDibrot were said to Am Yisrael. That was the beginning of the 40 days of Moshe being on the mountain, happened then. Rabbi Kiva Omer, that this covered really when the Rosh Chodesh, when they arrived at the mountain. And it doesn't mean it covered him, it means it covered it, meaning the cloud covered the mountain. Moshe means Moshe v'chol Yisrael omdim, everybody's standing there. Really, Moshe was with Bnei Yisrael outside of the cloud. The cloud covered the mountain, and it mentions Moshe in order to give extra kavod to him. That's Rabbi Akiva. No, the text was coming to sort of cleanse Moshe from all his eating and drinking that he had had, to make him like a malach when he accepted the Torah. Ramati ben Charash says something very similar, which is to put fear into Moshe. The Torah should be given with fear and trembling and shaking. What does it mean to rejoice with trembling? Where you're rejoicing, that's where you should be trembling. And that's Matan Torah. Okay. Now, Bamaikabi Palgi, Rabbi Yose Aglili, Rabbi Akiva. We're not very concerned here with Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Charash, but Rabbi Yose Aglili and Rabbi Akiva who disagree about when the cloud came down and over whom, the mountain or Moshe. The answer is it goes back to a famous machloket that we have that's recorded in the in Masachet Shabbat in the Sugya Matan Torah Daf Pezayin Pechet. The Tanya B'Shisha B'Chodesh Matan Torah LeYisrael. The Braita says the Torah was given on the sixth of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi Omer B'Shiva Bo. Everybody agrees it was on Shabbat. Question is, was Rosh Chodesh on Sunday or Monday? Man De'Amar B'Shisha. So the one who says it was Shisha, which is Chachamim B'Shisha Nitna, was Shiva La. It was given on the 6th, meaning Aseret HaDibrot. Moshe went up on the 7th. So I call Moshe Bayom HaShvi. And Bayom HaShvi means the 7th day of the month. Ma'an Dem Rabbi Shiva, the one, Rabbi Yossi, who says it was given on the 7th, B'Shiva, now it was given on the 7th, U'B'Shiva Allah, and he went up that day. T'iv, I call Moshe Bayom HaShvi. Rabbi Yossi Glili, Sabalakatana Kamas. Rabbi Yossi Glili, who says that the cloud was covering Moshe, holds like Tanakama. The Aseret HaDibrot on the 6th. Therefore, the whole cloud covering was afterwards. And the Moshe, it covered Moshe. And that, is, of course, becomes the model for the sequestration. And that's what Rish Lakish is relying on. And he called him on the 7th day to get the rest of the Torah up on Har Sinai. If you think like Rabbi Akiva, that it rested on the mountain from Rosh Chodesh. So then, v'yichaseh onam lahar, and it covered the mountain. Then why would he call Moshe up to get the Aseret HaDibrot on Yom HaShvi'i? They already got it on the sixth day, because according to this position, he holds that it was given on the sixth of the month. And the cloud had already gone up. Rekiva holds like Rabbi Yossi, it was given on the seventh of Sivan. All right, and everything else falls into place. We have a different problem here. And that is the rabbinic tradition that the Luchot were broken on the 17th of Tammuz. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it works because Asrin ve'arba'ah de'Sivan, you have 40 days that Moshe is on the mountain. On the 40th day, Hashem tells him, go down because they have violated the law, which means he had to tell him on the 16th of Tammuz. So if Moshe had gone up on the 6th, then you have 24 more days of Sivan, v'sheitzar de Tammuz, and 16 more days of Tammuz. There's 40. Ma'alor ba'in yomin da'havei v'har. Shev Sabbat Tammuz Nachit, he went down on the 17th, v'atar dvarin l'luchot, he came and broke the luchot. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, d'amash shishan, d'prish v'abayin d'har, but according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says that the 40 days started after, 6 days after Matan Torah, and the 40 days are going to take us to the 23rd of Tammuz. There's another 6 days to plug in there after Matan Torah. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili, his answer could be, v'abayin d'hadi b'hadi d'har b'hadi shishan d'prish. That the 40 days on the mountain could be included in the 6 days would be part of the 40 days, and the 40 days again would start after Matan Torah on the 6th of Sivan, in which case, by the way, he would on the 6th of Sivan, in which case he would have the same cheshbon. Okay, Amar Mar, let's go back to the bright. They cry al Moshe at Matan Torah. Moshe v'chol Yisrael omdim. They were all standing together. This is Rabbi Kiva's position. Sayle the Rabbi Elazar, Dami Rabbi Elazar, Vikram Moshe, Moshe Bechol Yisrael Amdin, Ketuv Lachalek Lo Kavod Moshe. Again, that Moshe was with everybody else, and the Pasuk mentions Moshe to give him Kavod. Meitaveh, we have a challenge. Kol Lo, this is the voice that Moshe hears in the Mishkan. Kol Elav, Moshe Shema Bechol Yisrael Lo Shamu. Only a Moshe heard. So Lo Kasha, Ham B'Sinai, Ham B'Om Moed. That's easy. At Har Sinai, they all heard. No Moed, only Moshe heard. Baiteim, Lo Kasha, Ham B'Kriyah, B'Dibur. The other possibility is that the kriya, the summoning, everybody heard, the dibur was only to Moshe. Zrika Rami Krai Kamei to Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Zrika brought these psukim as a challenge, as a contradiction, in front of Rabbi Elazar. Rami La, Zrika Rabbi Elazar Rami, or else Rabbi Zrika reported Rabbi Elazar brought the challenge. Tiv Alecho Moshe Levo El Moed, Kishachan Alav Yanan. He could not come into the Ol Moed. This is at the end of Sefer Shemot, because the Anan was on it. Uchtiv Evo Moshe Betoch Anan. Then it says Moshe came into the Anan at Har Sinai. So, can he go into the Anan or not? The answer is that Moshe, Hashem grabbed Moshe and pushed him in. He couldn't go in on his own. Hashem pushed him in. So, this word, betoch Anan, is like betoch hayam at Yam Suf. So, just like at the Yam Suf, there was a path in the middle for them to go on. Similarly here, there was a path for Moshe to walk into the Anan. What lesson do we learn from the fact that Hashem summoned Moshe and then spoke to him? That's teaching you a lesson for how you should behave. Don't just start talking to somebody. Summon him. Say, I'd like to talk to you. And then, or say his name and then speak to him. And he had that same lesson without the pasuk. Lemor, what is lemor? Which we have all the time. By the Baruch Hashem, Moshe lemor, and here lemor. Rabbi Musya, Barbere de Rabbi Masya, Mishmei de Rabbi Musya, Rabba. Okay, Minayim laomer de Rabbi Chaverot shu beval yomar. How do you know that if you tell somebody something to somebody else, that person shouldn't repeat it? An shemar lo lechemor until he says, "I want you to repeat it," or you may repeat it. That even though it was clear that Hashem was giving Moshe mitzvot in order for him to pass them on to Am Yisrael, nonetheless, he had to give that heter of lemor for Moshe to repeat it, teaching us a valuable lesson. We'll pick it up here in the middle of this discussion in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.